Benjamin Russell rightly deserves the accolade of New Bedford's definitive whaleman artist. Only a few professional American artists ever went whaling. Not only did Russell use his own whaling experience to document details and actions captured by his fellow whalemen in private journals and scrimshaw, but he moved his art into the public sphere, painting ships and scenes on commission and publishing a series of prints as well. The son of Seth Russell, Jr., Benjamin was born on October 16, 1804, into one of the oldest mercantile families in New Bedford. The family progenitor, Joseph Russell of Dartmouth, first settled in Bedford Village in 1765, specifically intending to develop it as a whaling port. At various times, the Russell family, headed by Seth, Jr. and Charles, held interests in 38 whale ships and as merchants invested in cargoes in many other vessels. By the late 1820s, the firm of Seth Russell & Sons was a successful commercial merchant firm, and in 1832, Benjamin sat on the first board of directors of the newly established Marine Bank. During the Jacksonian era banking crisis of 1833, when President Andrew Jackson attempted to consolidate America's private banks into one national bank, the Russell family creditors, representing every bank in New Bedford, demanded payment to stabilize their holdings. The family was plunged into financial crisis, and Benjamin was left in debt and without a job. In 1841, he shipped as a boat steerer on the boat Kutusoff of New Bedford on a whaling voyage to the Indian and Pacific Oceans. The Kutusoff arrived back in New Bedford in March of 1845 with a good cargo of sperm and whale oil. He and a local fancy painter, Caleb Pierce Purrington of Fairhaven, painted the traveling panorama which Russell intended to tour around the country, selling tickets and narrating as he went. Such panoramas were the equivalent of motion pictures today. They completed their grand panorama of a whaling voyage round the world in late autumn of 1848, and Russell took it on tour through cities on the East Coast.